Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oft times he weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper, and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly, shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. What a wonderful poem that you probably have heard before, but it's very helpful as we continue to consider in James chapter 1, the trials of life. And we are often perplexed by trials. There's often a certain amount of mystery that we simply have to accept and trust God and wait to see what He is doing. Sometimes we just have to sing with the songwriter, "Whate'er my God ordains is right." However, there is more insight in the Bible than sometimes we realize. And what God has revealed to us, He wants us to know and to respond to properly. For example, in James 1:2, He says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Well, there is something we can know for sure. We may not know what the purpose of the trial is. Sometimes God will reveal that to us. Sometimes God does not ever, this side of eternity. Sometimes He does, but not right away. It takes quite a while. But one thing we're sure of, God is always honored when we respond with joy. Difficult, yes, but not impossible with the help and grace of God. God doesn't call upon us to do anything that He doesn't give us the grace to accomplish. And so instead of asking, "Why me?" or "When will this trial be over?" or pray for God to take it away, God wants us to respond in joy. God wants us to understand that the testing of our faith produces patience. But God also wants us to ask for wisdom. And many times that's what God is doing in our trial. He is pushing us to seek wisdom that otherwise we would not seek. God wants us to ask for wisdom and to let our trials serve as windows into greater spiritual understanding. And so when we read in James 1:2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And we say, how can I do that? We come to verse 5. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Now that's one of those familiar verses, one of those promises in the Word of God that we often hold on to and apply to many different situations, and I'm not sure that that's necessarily incorrect, but in its context, the situation that that promise applies to is when we are wrestling with a trial. When we are being tried, and we are struggling with the trial, and having difficulty understanding the trial, what do we need? We need wisdom, and in that situation, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. That's a pretty strong promise, isn't it? It will be given him in these circumstances, in this context. If you need wisdom and apply to God for it, he will grant it. Not may, he will. What a promise. And so we'll look at that a little bit further in just a moment. Thank you for joining with me on this Monday, December 12, for another edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And don't forget that we are dependent upon the gifts of our radio listeners to be able to carry on this Bible teaching ministry on this and other stations. Well, what do we find in our text in James 1:5? The first thing we find is the great need, the need for wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom. And a good question to ask at this point is, what is wisdom? And I will tell you that wisdom is not exactly the same as knowledge. Knowledge, actually, is easier to acquire than wisdom. I've known a lot of people who've had a lot of knowledge, a lot of education, a lot of degrees, but not a great deal of wisdom. Have you ever known anybody like that? Knowledge is a good handmaid, but a poor substitute for wisdom. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is what the Holy Spirit teaches us from the Word of God. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. You may have a lot of knowledge, but you may not know how to use it effectively, appropriately, helpfully. You may have a vast storehouse of knowledge and still not know how to apply it to everyday situations in life. You may have a lot of knowledge, but very little wisdom. And on the other hand, some may not have a great deal of knowledge, but have a great deal of wisdom. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. It is the practical application of knowledge to your present situation or to the situations of those around you. Wisdom is the ability to meet trials with appropriate action. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Wisdom, the ability to meet trials with the right course of action. Wisdom, the ability to understand events from the divine perspective. Again, you can have a lot of knowledge and no wisdom. There are people who have multiple doctor's degrees. I've known some like this. An MD, a PhD, and who knows what else. Multiple doctor's degrees, a great deal of knowledge, but know nothing about God, nothing about the Bible, no ability to understand events from the divine perspective. They aren't much help, but on the other hand, here comes someone who hasn't even finished high school, but they are devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have saturated themselves in the Word of God. They have a love for Christ and a love for people and a desire to help. And it's amazing how much wisdom they have to take their understanding of God's Word and to apply it to their trials and to your trial. What is wisdom? Wisdom is practical righteousness. Wisdom is understanding for daily living. And when is wisdom needed? Well, it's needed constantly in all kinds of situations, but it is especially needed when we are facing trials. And that is emphasized in our text both grammatically and contextually as well as textually. What do you mean by that? Well, it's emphasized grammatically by the little particle day, translated in my Bible, if any of you lacks wisdom. And that little Greek word implies something further needs to be added. When is wisdom needed? When you have trials. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, if any of you lacks wisdom, if any of you needs some wisdom to be added to your trial, if any of you needs wisdom to add to your storehouse of understanding so that you will be enabled to face this trial in a helpful way, a way that will help you and a way that will honor Christ, if any of you lacks wisdom for that, as indeed most of us do on so many occasions, and so wisdom is needed, especially when you're having trials. If any of you lacks wisdom. And there's another grammatical pointer that indicates that we especially need wisdom in trials. We saw in verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom. So, to be brought to the place by your trials where you are made complete, have all the spiritual parts in place and are functioning properly, in order to do that, and in that sense lack nothing, you need the wisdom of God. And here's a wonderful promise. If any of you lacks wisdom, but the implication is that you do, in many cases, perhaps in most cases, when you're facing a trial, you need God's wisdom. That need is emphasized grammatically. That need is emphasized contextually. As we've already seen, verses 2, 3, and 4 tell us how to respond to trials and what God is doing in trials, and then follows it up by saying, now if any of you lacks wisdom. When verse 2 tells us, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, our first response is, how can I do that? That is exceedingly difficult, right? It requires wisdom in order to be able to do that. Is this difficult? Of course it is. Of course it is. But ask God for wisdom, and God will show you how to do so, even though it's difficult. You see, doing God's revealed will is easier than enduring God's concealed will. And God's concealed will is His will for our lives, where He does not tell us the reason why. And so many times in trials, that's the way it is. If you're in the midst of a trial, you can know a couple of things for sure. Number one, you can know that this is God's will for your life. How can you know that? Because if it weren't, God would not put you in the trial. If it weren't, God would rescue you from the trial. Or if it were not, God would prevent you from going into that trial. You can be absolutely certain that it's God's will for you to have that trial, but it's very difficult when you don't know why God wants you to have that trial. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Yeah, there is a great need for wisdom in so many ways, at so many times, at so many junctures in our life. We need wisdom. And if we didn't have these trials, we probably wouldn't understand how much we need wisdom. And that's one of the things that God does with a trial. He's causing us to understand how much more wisdom we need, so that we can seek it and therefore acquire it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.